So we have a few problems. We're continuing. Okay, so we're continuing from last time, discussing, I guess, the issue of chashad, of lighting when, for doubt, someone's going to suspect that you didn't light. The standard case from our Gemara, which is if you have a house on two sides of the, two doors on both sides, so you light in both doors, lest someone will walk by one and think that you didn't light there. Fine. So then we talked about this case of an asanai, a guest. So technically a guest does not have his own residence. He's participating in the dira, in the living of the owner. And therefore the primary halacha is that the way he lights is that he chips in to the candles, the oil of the owner. Okay, and thereby, when the owner lights, he's lighting for his family and on behalf of the guest. And that's the intrinsic halacha. And we said, in fact, the guest cannot light on his own because it's not his house. He doesn't light the candles of the house. He's simply a guest, and he participates as a guest, which means he comes under the activities of the owner. By the way, I was wrong. I look at Shulchan Aruch says, he says, it's Sarach Lishnat Tepepriti. You have to. And he says, you have to. He doesn't say you could light if you want. He says, you have to. They want to say, there are those who say, the Torah you could read both ways. The symbols are in Torah that you have an option. But whatever. For the time being, we're going to go with the way the Rambam is pretty clear in the Rambam, and I think Shulchan Aruch also, that in general, if you're a guest, you don't have any options. Your one method of doing the mitzvah is to chip into the candles of the owner. Because he's the one it's his house, it's his dira, and you're just coming under his dira, so what you do is you chip in, and you participate in his lighting. Okay, you can't light on your own. Okay, you don't have that option. But that's if you're single. If you're married and you have your wife at home lighting, then that's your real residence is your home. So therefore, when your wife lights, it counts on your behalf as well. Fine. Then, so that's the basic, normal halachos of a guest. Now our case is let's say a guest has his own door, so they give a separate door for the guest. So when they do that, so now what's going to happen is now technically he's still a guest. So why do you say he's a guest? So apparently he's eating with them. He's really still a guest. It's not like they're renting him a room or lending him a room. He's really a guest. But he has a separate entrance, a separate door with a separate entrance. So, and I guess a separate room that he would sleep in. Okay, he has a separate, so people now, the onlooker is going to think, they're not going to know that he's a guest. They're going to think that he's really a separate guy. They're going to think he has a separate door, so they're going to think he really has his own separate unit there. And even if they know the house is open and there's no split, but they'll think that he's basically living on his own. They partitioned off a room for him, and basically they'll think he's living independently, in which case he would be obligated to light. And the onlooker is going to see him not lighting, and then they're going to suspect him. So therefore, the halacha is that he has to chip in. He can't just chip in. Doesn't suffice to chip in. Rather, he has to light a candle. Well, no, that's the problem, is that he lights a candle and he doesn't chip in. And that's the question, is why not? If you tell me that Nachsanoi, a guest, doesn't have the lighting option, all he has is the chipping in option, so I understand if you want to tell me he has to also light a candle because of chashad. That you could say, but to say that he does that instead of chipping in, that seems difficult. So again, thinking similar to what Matt's saying. Namely, like this, is that if I ask you, is this guy, this guest, who has the separate doorway, so is he, does he have his own dira, or is he just a secondary dar, like a piggyback dar? Does he just piggyback onto the dira of the dwelling of the owner, or does he have an independent dira? So I'd say both. Okay? I'd say is that he has like a mixed kind of a dira, which is that in a certain sense, he's a guest. And he is a guest, right? He's a guest, because he is a guest, right? I mean, he's eating, he's coming as their guest, he eats with them, and he's not really independent. But he's a type of a guest to which they grant a degree of independence. I mean, your average guest, basically, just is a guest. He lives in your house. But here, he's like a guest, and like, I guess what you saw, he's like a guest quarters, where you give him a separate entrance and a separate, like, wing. Okay, so he has a separate, like, room. I mean, he has a separate door. Presumably, the door is going to a room. So he has a room, and this is his room. So he has a room. So, and then, insofar as he has a room, he's really independent. But he's not totally independent, because you see, he eats with them. So in like his activities, he's split. Certain activities that he does, he really participates in their dira, let's say eating. Okay, he eats with them. But other activities he does, he is independent. Like let's say sleeping, he has a separate room. Okay, so he's like a guest who's granted an independence in his dira. Okay, but he still retains a status as a guest because of the fact that he's still involved in their dira. So intrinsically, I'd say the halacha would be that that kind of a guest, forgetting about chashad, intrinsically, that kind of a guest, the guest who has his own door, really have an option. He could do the mitzvah in either way. Because the halacha is, the mitzvah is you have to use your dira as a vehicle of Ner Chanukah. Okay, express Ner Chanukah through your dira. Now, since this Dachsinoi partakes of a two-sided dira, so he could express the Ner Chanukah through either of his diras, through either type of dira, either one of his dwellings. Either he could chip into, since he partakes of their dira, he could be mishtatev to them, chip into their dira, and then their Ner will be on his behalf. Or, since he has an independence in his dira, he could light at his door, and he would also fulfill the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to use your dira as a vehicle of expression of piersim. So your average guy has one dira, but here, since this guy, the nature of his dira is a split, so therefore he fulfills mitzvah if he expresses the Ner Chanukah, the piersim, through either one of his diras. Now that's intrinsically, if you didn't have chashad, he'd have an option. But the thing is that if he'd opt for the mishtatef option, joining, chipping in with them option, then a passerby who sees that he has an independence, who's going to think that he's totally independent. They don't know that certain activities he does with them, that he partakes of their dira. The onlooker may think that he's really independent. So if he goes for option A of being chipping in, so then he's going to have chashad. People are going to suspect he's not the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. So therefore, chashad, which tells you how to do your mitzvah, that you must do the mitzvahs in a way which is removed from chashad, so chashad is going to force you into option B, into the lighting at your door. So it turns out, the move here is that him having a separate door does two things, which happen to coincide. First of all, it transforms his dira to a double type of a dira. It gives him two types of dira. And secondly, it creates a chashad in one of the doors. And therefore, since it firstly creates, that's the move. Like without the first move, the chashad wouldn't be able to do anything. It wouldn't be able to, because Balman is that's not his dira. And he certainly would have to do the mishnatif. But since he has two options, so the chashad will force one of them. Okay, so that's the first problem. The second problem is the rif. So the rif says that this doesn't apply if the guy's married. Okay, the implication is, at least it's implied in the rif, is that this is talking about where he's single. And saying here is that where he's single, he doesn't chip in, or rather he's obligated to light by the window, to light by his separate door, because of chashad. The implication in the rif is that if he's married and his family is lighting for him, his family is lighting on his behalf, so then he doesn't have to, even though he has a separate door, and even though it would seem there should still be chashad, still it seems like the rif would hold that no, he could just rely on his family. He could just rely on his family.
Isn't that good now?
Okay, why? Right. Okay, so anyone saying that basically when was he would buy this Asanoi, single guy, so he really has a dual dira. He has a dira by his door. And he has a dira by the Achsanai, by the owner. So now the chashad is going to force him to one of them to light by the door. But when he's married, so his dira is at home. That's his dira. So his dira, so he's yotzei the mitzvah. He fills the mitzvah through his dira at home. So that's it. So now that's his mitzvah. So now, so that he's filled the mitzvah. So now what? Now you're going to say, but what would now I, the onlooker, is going to say, hey, you're not lighting. So say, so what? So the onlooker is going to say that about the candle which goes out also. But the onlooker can't generate a chiyav. So if the chiyav already exists, if he's really, if he's really a dar here, then you could say, then the chassad will tell you how to do it. But if he's not even a dar here, and there's no chiv here, his chiv is really at home, that's his real dira, so then chashad would have to be generating a brand new chiv. So that the chashad doesn't do. Hold on one second. So let's consider now the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ref. So what are the facts? The Rambam seems to hold, the Rambam holds that if you, that in the, even the married guy, if he has a separate door, he has to light on his own. He has to light on his own because of chashad. Right? Whereas the Rift says, no, the married guy doesn't have to. Right? The married guy doesn't. Only a single guy has to, but the married guy doesn't have to. So could we explain that machlokas? Okay, so let's take one point. So let's just take the Rambam, because we work, so the Rambam's good. So the Rambam learns to defend against the Rift. I mean, the Rambam will say that, wait a second, that if you're married, so you have one dira at home, but you also have a dira as a guest, and you also have a dira as a separate door in your guest house, so you have three diras. So chashad tells you which dira to use, which way to do the mitzvah. So it's say if you will rely on your household, so now you're going to be fulfilled by that dira, but now the passerbyers are going to suspect you at your door. So therefore, the chashad is going to force you to light it at the door, at your new door. So who cares whether you're married or if you're single? By getting married, you're just adding on another dira. You're adding on another dira. So either way, chashad is going to force you to light at your new door. But your separate door. So the problem is, if that's the case, that's a good argument. What is the Rif hold? Why is the Rif saying that if you're married, then you don't have to light at this new door? Why don't you say the chashad is going to force you? What's the difference? Okay, so maybe let me go with, I think Matt, the approach you were taking is good. Maybe I can just give a little more sense to it. But what you notice is that the Rif is this case, the difference between the two cases is that here you have a primary dira at home. That you have a primary dira. In the case where you're married, your primary dira is at home. As opposed to in the case where you're single, so you just have two diras. So when you have two diras, then it tells you, the chashad tells you light by the dira of the separate door. But when you have a primary dira at home, then chashad doesn't do that. But the question is, why not? I mean, who cares? If my one is a primary dira, is just not a dira. So then the chashad should force you to light at the dira, which has chashad. So maybe the Rif holds, and I'm not sure exactly how to define the argument, but the Rif's, the sense, even the sense of the Rif, is that the Rif will argue is that in the presence of a primary dira, there is no other dira. In other words, you don't say I have three homes. My real home, and oh yeah, and also where I'm staying for the night. That's not, the Rif feels that's not dira. Like insofar as you have a real makom dira, you have a home, so that's your makom dira. And you don't say that I have another dira. It's like that's the machlokas. It's like could other secondary makome dira, diras of an achsenoi, those types of diras, could those coexist with your primary dira? Or do you say that those only exist if a guy doesn't have dira, or if he uproots his dira? If he uproots his dira, but here his wife is there, that's his home. So the Rif argues is that insofar as your wife is home and you have a house, you have a real home, that's your dira, period. And anything else is just you're staying there or whatever, but that's not your home. Your dira, your mucking dira is where your wife is. If you don't have a wife, you don't have a house, and now you just you partake of this, you partake of that, then you can have multiple diras. But he holds that the primary dira, a home, is a phenomenon which precludes other dira. Or do you say, as Ram learns now, that even if you have a primary dira is true, it's the most significant of your diras, but you can have other diras also, you can coexist. You got to be a few diros. So it's like, I guess you could say an afyun would be, it's like if a guy, if your wife is lighting for you, could you light in your other place? Do you say that, it doesn't say, when it says, you know, I don't have to light because my wife is lighting. Doesn't mean that simply that's it. Where my wife is, that's the only thing I could do. Because that's my home. Or do you say, no, it just means I don't have to light because I could go with my wife. But in theory, these are also my dira. It's almost like the Rambam's going to say, look, home is home. Once you have a home, you don't have anything else. But the Rambam's going to say, look, bottom line is you're sleeping here. It's for giving you protection. It's over your head. They're physical. It's true that psychologically you may say, look, home is my home and that's my real dira. But bottom line is I'm doing maise dira. I'm doing actions of dwelling in this place also. So this also is dira. So now, fine, that's more primary. Okay, fine, but the chashad is going to tell you don't go by primary, but go by the chashad one. I mean, the riff is positing that it's like in the presence of primary dira, everything else doesn't really take on the status of dira. It's just like whatever. Okay, so I'm sleeping here, but my home is my home.
Maybe
you go further, push it further, but I don't know. I think you're a little speculative to go for. You know, it seems like a good question. You could see a question like that.
Right.
You know, to pinpoint it further, I think might be, you know, a little more speculative. Yeah. The only thing we didn't do in this sugya. I mean, I think this is pretty much the sugya. I looked around. I mean, the only thing we didn't do is we didn't look at all into Marasayan. Is to compare, is there a difference between Chashad and Marasayan? What are those two things? They sound similar, what is the difference between them? I mean, it's not really this sugya per se, but it would be, I think we're in a position where it might be, nice thing to do that. But I don't think I'm going to do that tomorrow. So there's a short little Gemara on, so we'll do for Tanah, a short little Gemara, Chafal from the Beis, Tanah Rabbanan. It's, It's a star. It's like two-thirds of the way down. The beginning of a line is a star. Ner Chanukah. And there's a little Gemara there. Tilvidayo. Short. And there's a little Tosos there. Maybe I'll start with the Machlokes Rashi and Tosos. It's a Tosos of Mitzvah. Tosos Mitzvah. And it's Rashi. Okay, and that should get us for tomorrow. And then the sugya branches out a little bit. But that should be good. For now, that should be good. At least for tomorrow, we should this Tosus and this. Chop Alphabet. Chop Alphabet. Tanravan and Nechanaka.